Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
So Trump's recent statements really demonstrate the arrogance of the U.S. empire and why it's ending. You know, Trump said that all these countries are calling me and they're kissing my ass, he said. That's a quote. They're kissing my ass to try to get us to drop the tariffs. You think all those countries love to hear that? You know, to be belittled like that? No, what Trump has done by exercising this rug pull, like, hey, we're going to have 90% tariffs on you, and then 2 days later, no, we're not. What he has done is he has incentivized every country in the world to stop doing business with the United States and to stop using the dollar. He's given them another reason to switch over to BRICS and drop the dollar, because now all these countries know that Trump is an unpredictable madman who can destroy your business investments. He can destroy your whole construct of a business. You might be a business owner somewhere that invested in a factory and set up production lines and purchased raw materials, anticipating selling products to the USA, maybe through Amazon, maybe through retailers like Walmart, whatever. And then just one day out of the blue, Trump wakes up and just says, oh, and now, yeah, we're just going to destroy your whole business. Well, realizing that, are you going to want to do more business with the United States? No. You're going to deprioritize business with the USA. And also, the whole world watched the US under Biden block Russia from the SWIFT system, while Europe actually stole $300 billion from Russia that was held in, I think a lot of it was treasuries, some of it in euros. And Europe just stole that. Well, what's the message to the rest of the world? Well, don't do business with Europe. Don't do business with USA. Don't use euros. Don't use pounds. Don't use dollars. If you do, you're an idiot, because you can be cut off at any time. And the quotes are already coming out from China. The Chinese business leaders and Chinese political leaders are saying, hey, we're just going to de-emphasize the USA. We're going to grow our business elsewhere. We're going to sell to Mexico. We're going to sell to the Middle East. We're going to sell to Russia or other Asian countries. And you're like, we're just not going to do much business with the USA. That's all thanks to Trump. And then in another video that I heard, Trump was, I think it was a reporter asking him a question about, you know, what will these other countries do, or what will they force us to do, something like that. And Trump's response was, you know, we're America. We do what we want. We do whatever we want. What it means by that is that we're lawless. We don't follow any laws, any rules, any morality. We just bomb who we want to bomb. We sanction who we want to sanction. We pirate ships that we want to pirate. We pirate money that we want to pirate. We print when we want to print. We lie. You know, I mean, this is what the U.S. empire does. Everything that is evil in the world, the U.S. is just like, oh, we do that whenever we want. And it's this kind of arrogance that is indicative of the end of empires. When the empire becomes so arrogant that it can no longer engage in reasonable conversations with other nations and recognize their interests, recognize common interests, or even recognize the legitimacy of other countries, well, then, you know, your own empire has gone off the rails and the end is near. Now, speaking from the Oval Office, Trump then also recently said that the United States has secret weapons, powerful weapons, the most powerful weapons in the world that no one has seen. And that's supposed to be a threat, I guess. Well, I got some inside information on these weapons, and it turns out that it's an upgrade to the naval torpedoes that are carried on the submarines. And given how retarded the Navy has become, these torpedoes have been upgraded to the super secret weapon called Tardpedoes. So that's what Trump is threatening the world with, Tardpedoes. I'm not sure if they're tarded or they're pedos or a combination. Like, they take retarded pedos and launch them out of the firing tubes and say, go get them. That's the super secret weapon right there. Okay, that's a joke, obviously, but on a serious note, Trump did say that the U.S. has super secret weapons that nobody's ever seen. Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe that because the U.S. hasn't even been able to field hypersonic missiles that work. Meanwhile, Russia is using them every day. You know, the United States has ships and submarines that keep running into things all the time. You know, because the woke morons are in charge of everything. We got a Secretary of Defense that I call frat boy that has no maturity and no knowledge of how war is actually waged. We have industrial military production that's so great in America that in 1 year, America manufactures a grand total of about 48 HIMARS missiles. 40, not even 50, not even 50 missiles in a year. So, I mean, if you fire, you know, five missiles, that's more than 10% of the annual production. Yeah, right. Super secret weapons. They're so secret, they don't exist. They're so secret, we don't even make them. Nobody does. That's how secret they are. Yeah, we call them vapor bombs. It's like vaporware bombs. They don't exist, but we call them bombs. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense that, you know, Trump is living in a totally delusional world now. And he's got all these, you know, war hawks around him that are feeding him all these lies. Like, Iran is weak. You know, bomb Iran and Israel's our friend and they're the good people. You know, the ones murdering all the women and children, they're the good people. And then Trump's got all these insane, delusional Christian Zionists around him. They're like, yeah, bomb them children, bomb them women, bomb them hospitals, bomb them doctors. And then Christ is going to come on a white horse and save us because we're the good people. No, they're not. They're the evil people. They're the synagogue of Satan. And that's Trump's support base for the most part. I mean, he's losing everybody else as people are realizing what a nightmare this is. Now, granted, it would have been a worse nightmare under Kamala and the Democrats, you know, delusional criminals, absolute child traffickers and pedophiles, child mutilators, you name it. We don't want them in charge, but we should have done better than Trump, because Trump hasn't done jack. The only real achievements that have taken place in his administration are due to Elon Musk and Doge cutting all the waste out of USAID and the other government departments. What has Trump accomplished? Nothing. He said he was going to be the peace president. Oh, drags us into war with Iran. He's the obedient puppet of Israel. He said he's going to defend freedom of speech, but then he destroys the First Amendment by kidnapping and deporting students who criticize Israel. And now the State Department is even checking the social media of any immigrants coming in to make sure they haven't said anything negative about Israel. So unless you're 100% supporting Zionism, you don't even get to become an American. You get rejected for criticizing Israel. Think about that. That's how much Trump supports the First Amendment and freedom of speech. We haven't seen any Epstein files, have we? No, you're never going to, obviously. We haven't seen a single vaccine get banned. You know, Secretary Kennedy is there talking about how great vaccines are for measles and everybody should take them, you know? The only qualifying factor to join the Trump administration is that you have to be 100% loyal to Netanyahu. You have to kiss the ring of the Zionists. You have to put Israel first and America last. You have to have loyalty to Israel, but no loyalty to the Constitution, to the rule of law, to the American people, to the voters. No, you have to have loyalty to Netanyahu and the mass murderers that are now the leaders of Zionism. And then you're given power in the United States while they're destroying the First Amendment. Think about that. So all that has happened with this election is that we've shifted from left-wing tyranny and authoritarianism to right-wing tyranny and authoritarianism. We've shifted from left-wing money laundering and slush funds to right-wing money laundering and slush fund. Left-wing insider trading has shifted to right-wing insider trading. You don't think a bunch of Trump people made a fortune on this tariff rug pull? The whiplash, the markets going down and then up, massive moves, historic moves. You don't think a bunch of Trump insiders put bought calls on the market before Trump ended the tariffs? Of course they did. It's the same insider trading that Nancy Pelosi engages in. It's the same corruption. It's the same group of thugs and tyrants. It's the same kind of thugs and tyrants, I should say. It's just the names have changed. The tactics are the same. They don't support freedom of speech. They don't support principles. And by the way, most conservative influencers have no principles either. They're just go Trump, everything Trump, Trump, Trump. They have no principles whatsoever. Tim Pool's meeting with Netanyahu, brags about it, meets with a war criminal, thinks it's awesome. David Harris Jr. from Newsmax, same thing, posts a photo with a thumbs up right next to a mass murderer, Netanyahu, thinks it's awesome, thinks that this is good for his career to be shaking hands with a mass murderer. It's unbelievable how many conservative influencers have no principles whatsoever, zero morality, and yet then they say, well, Christ is Lord. Yeah, Christ doesn't even recognize you. Christ rejects you. God rejects you. You're just supporting mass murderers. Christ doesn't know you. I mean, it's just completely insane, the level of delusion here. Like I said earlier, bomb them women, bomb them children, and Christ is going to save us. No, he's not. He's not coming back to save you. If anything, God's going to condemn you. You are the opposite of what Christ taught. The opposite. You support murder and genocide and slaughter and deception. The slaughter of God's children? Because yes, the children of Palestine are also God's children. All children everywhere in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Iran, they're all God's children. And then these Christian Zionists who are Trump supporters say they support peace, but in order to get there, we just have to keep bombing. We just, you know, have to bomb our way to peace. It's utterly insane. It's just as insane as the radical left pushing LGBT agendas. You know, the left was mutilating children. And conservatives said, well, it's wrong. It's bad to mutilate children. And then the conservatives get into power and they say, well, let's bomb children. You don't think that's mutilating children? Of course it is. It's, in many ways, it's worse than mutilating children. I mean, it's all bad. But it's no different, is my point. It's just, you're just murdering children for power and to hand $1 trillion over to the military-industrial complex to waste more money through fraud while hardly producing any real weapons. And the ones they do produce, they ship them off to Israel to bomb children. So this is what the Trump administration now stands for. It is a genocidal regime that's steeped in economic lunacy. And I'm told that Peter Navarro was the mastermind behind the great global tariff tantrum that Trump had to reverse in, what, two business days? Three business days? Because Peter Navarro is an economic idiot. He's got no idea what he's doing. I mean, Elon Musk is right. Peter Navarro is a total economic idiot. It's like General Flynn has no morality whatsoever because he's all in with Israel and Zionism. And he thinks that we should just bomb Iran and bomb Gaza. Again, these are not the heroes you thought they were. When they come to power, or when their candidate comes to power, Trump, you find out they have no morals. They'll shake hands with genocidal mass murderers and brag about it. They'll call for bombing children. They'll call for genocide. They will celebrate it. These are the same people who condemned the left for murdering babies in the womb. So the only difference between the left and the right is that the right wants to murder babies after they're born, if they live in Gaza or Lebanon or Iran. Don't tell me that the right is pro-life. They're not pro-life. They're pro-death. Almost all of them are pro-death. They support war under Trump. They support war. And so does the left. They support a war under Biden, war with Russia. You're living in a death cult. And there are no heroes among men. There are no saints among men. There are no saviors. The only thing that's going to save you is being loyal to principles. And yes, many of these principles were the ones taught by Christ, brought to us by God. But those are the principles that the conservative Christians have abandoned, by and large. At least the Christian Zionists have. But if you're loyal to principles, then you have a chance. Then you might be a good person. But if you're loyal to a man who is supporting genocide and murder, then you're not a good person. You're just as bad as everybody else that you once condemned. And people say, oh, how dare you, Mike? How dare you cast stones upon others? Oh, you should become a perfect person yourself before you're allowed to speak out. No, we all have a duty under God to speak out against genocide. We all have that duty. Christ would expect that of us, to speak out against murder and slaughter and genocide. If we don't, we are a failure. If we stay silent or if we endorse genocide, then we are a moral failure and a spiritual failure, and we've learned nothing. We are expected to speak out. It's not just a right, it's an obligation. If you're not speaking out against genocide and war, there's something wrong with you. So be a good person. Have principles, honor those principles. Stand for life, stand for truth, stand for peace, stand for transparency. And there are some people like that in our society. Colonel Douglas McGregor is one, I believe. Gerald Celente, Judge Napolitano, three that come to mind, and there are many others. It's not a complete list. And I hope you put me in that category too. And one of the reasons I'm so frustrated is because there are so few people who stand for principles. And they reveal themselves to be duplicitous in how they were speaking out against the radical left and its authoritarianism and its censorship, but then they support right-wing authoritarianism and censorship. So they're duplicitous. They have no principles. And I'm done with people who have no principles. Done with them. Not going to support them, not going to promote them. In fact, I'm going to condemn them, no matter who they are. They have no principles, I'm going to call you out. And these people are advertising their lack of principles. You know, it's like Tim Pool. It's just, what a clown, you know? Dude, just shave your head. Why do you keep wearing a beanie your whole life on a hot summer day? Why are you wearing a beanie? You look like a moron, man. Just shave your head. We know you don't have hair. I'm just done with the clowns. Thanks for listening. Take care. We've got a new product at the Health Ranger store called Oat Milk Powder. Here it is, available now, and it's got just one ingredient, which is oats. I mean, check it out. It's loaded with natural minerals, and it's about 5% fat, organic oat milk powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, and it's a great base for lots of smoothies. You know, I make my smoothies every day, and I started putting it in here as well. Just gives it an extra rich and sweet taste. Actually, oat milk powder is naturally kind of sweet. And if you really want to jazz it up, you can add a banana to it, or you can put whey protein in it. Let me show you what I have on my desk here, just some ideas of some of the things that I use in my smoothies, because, you know, I've been living on a smoothie for breakfast and lunch for like 20 years now. And so I'll use like Cocoa Energize, I'll use whey protein, I'll put broccoli sprouts in it for the sulforaphane, and there's the oat milk powder. I also use turmeric powder and then instant coffee sometimes, but those are currently out of stock at our store, so you have to check back on those later. And you can use anthocyanins for fruit-based smoothies, etc. But now, I use a big Vitamix blender, but for those of you who want to have something more convenient for your office that's portable, we now carry the Blendy portable blenders at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Blendy, B-L-E-N-D-I. And there's a couple different sizes there. Now, these clearly are not as strong as a Vitamix, but they're portable, great for at the workplace, great for travel. You know, you can use it in a hotel room, or, you know, you can use it on the go. You can use it, you know, traveling or in an RV or what have you. And these can blend up, you know, bananas and all these different powders and the new oat milk powder that we have as well, quite successfully. And if you want to make my smoothie, it's really just put in like half an avocado and half of a big banana
into the blendy with some of these other powders, like, you know, cacao powder and whey protein powder, a little bit of turmeric powder, etc. And then you're going to get a smoothie really close to what I drink every single day. So that's how you do it. And we've got these products and so much more available at healthrangerstore.com, where every purchase helps support our network and our effort to bring you technologies and solutions and knowledge for human empowerment, life, liberty, and happiness. So thank you for your support for shopping at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Take care.